Welcome to Come Follow Me Daily in 5 Minutes or Less. My name is Malia.
And this is Jose.
Episode 196, Lessons from Jude.
Are there any spiritual dangers that have crept into our lives and family? How can we follow Jude's admonition to earnestly contend for the faith and resist these dangers? What can we do to ensure that peace and love be multiplied in our family?
Jude 1:3-4. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints.
According to Jude, he had originally intended to write about the common salvation, meaning the idea that salvation is available to all men, not just a select few. However, Jude instead found it needful to exhort his readers to earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Here Jude was referring to the faith that was taught originally by Christ himself and then by his apostles. The same faith that we read about in the New Testament has been restored in our day and is found in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
President Wilford Woodruff related how as a young man he had sought after the faith that had been taught by Jesus Christ and the apostles. I read the New Testament. I learned verse after verse and chapter after chapter. It taught me the gospel of life and salvation. It taught me a gospel of power before the heavens and on the earth. It taught me that the organization of the church consisted of prophets, apostles, pastors, and teachers.
These are the things which I learned, and they made an impression upon me. I believed in them, yet I had never heard them taught by any clergyman or divine upon the earth. On one occasion, I attended one of those great meetings which were sometimes held in Connecticut, at which 40 or 50 ministers of various denominations were gathered together. At this meeting, permission was given for anybody to make remarks. I was quite young then. I arose and stepped into the aisle, and I said to that body of ministers, "My friends, will you tell me why you don't contend for the faith once delivered to the saints? Will you tell me why you don't contend for that gospel that Jesus Christ taught and that his apostles taught? Why do you not contend for that religion that gives unto you power before God, power to heal the sick, to make the blind to see, the lame to walk, and that gives you the Holy Ghost, and those gifts and graces that have been manifest from the creation of the world?"
The presiding elder said, "My dear young man, you would be a very smart man and a very useful man in the earth if you did not believe all those foolish things." Wilford Woodruff finally heard the gospel preached by an authorized servant of God, Elder Zerah Pulsifer, and recognized it as what he had been searching for. He was baptized just a few days later.
Continue with verse 4, "For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though you once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not."
Jude acknowledged the ongoing apostasy in the ancient church as he described ungodly men who entered the ranks of the church without the awareness of the members and then taught false doctrines. Jude compared these rebellious individuals to people in Old Testament times who were destroyed for their disobedience, the Israelites who were led out of Egypt and later failed to forsake their sins, and the inhabitants of Sodom and Gomorrah. Jude also gave the example of the angels in the premortal world who chose to rebel against God and follow Satan. Jude used these examples to put his readers in remembrance of what awaits those who rebel against proper authority and fail to repent. Now discuss with your family, are there any spiritual dangers that have crept in to your life and family?
And that's it for today's episode of Come Follow Me Daily in 5 Minutes or Less. If you've liked this episode and think someone else would too, we would love for you to share it.